Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Father, we thank you for your presence. Thank you for the Holy Spirit already in our midst tonight. Thank you for hearing his minds to comprehend your word and the application thereof in the name of Jesus. Let's be seated. I want to talk specifically about the two twins today in scripture. Faith and patience. Hallelujah. Faith and patience. Blessed Kenneth Hagin calls them the two twin. Our text will start from Hebrews 6, from verse 11. Hebrews 6 from verse 11. Screen.
In humble adoration, we honor you today, and we come before your presence so we lift up our voices you who are the King of glory. So this is what we do. We worship you today. We worship you today. In humble adoration, we bow before your throne as we come before your presence. We honor you, Lord. So we lift up our voices, our trumpets held in you. You are the King of glory. So this is what we do. We worship you today. We worship you today. We worship you today.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's start with Proverbs. I'm supposed to start here, but because of how cold I saw some of you, I decided to quote a scripture. I want to be real. Amen? Because of how cold Let's start from Proverbs 1:20 verse. Wisdom calls aloud, she raises her voice in the open squares. In the main concourse, she cries aloud. At the city gate, she makes her speech. Next part of scripture. She cries out in the chief concourses, at the opening of the gates in the city, she speaks her words. Next part of scripture. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. You see, the Bible said wisdom is crying out from verse 20, isn't it? And calling for people who seek her. Amen? That means during the when is word session, you have to be very diligent in listening. Are you listening to me? You have to be very diligent. Listening to the word is like buying. In Isaiah 55 verse 1, it says, come, all you are thirsty. So come to the waters, and you without money, come, buy, and eat. Say, yes, come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. So what do you buy with your hunger for the word? Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So refuse to be distracted. That is why I quoted this two-part scripture. No movement, just some little movement can get you distracted. Are you listening? So let's start from Hebrews 6, verse 11. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. Next part of scripture. That you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through what? Faith and what? Patience. Inherit the promises. That you should not be what? Sluggish. Another version says, do not be lazy. He said, but imitate those who through what? Faith and patience. What happened to them? They inherited the promise. So you see, if you have faith, one of the things that will get unraveled in your faith in God is patience. It must be unraveled. As Christians, everybody has gone through this phase in their walk with God. Where you first, you know, when you become born again, anything you ask God of, you know, at the initials, you get to see it. Not like everything, but you know, the things at that point that you thought you needed. How many of you are here? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Can you people remember when you got born again?
Yes, sir.
The first week, how was it? Magnificent. In fact, you tell God, if it's you, give me a sign. Then he'll give you a sign. How many of you can remember God gave you signs to prove something to you? He encouraged you so well because you are just starting. It's just like a new relationship. You get all the love. I'm not saying God is like a man. But I'm just finding this one as one of the best ways to explain it to you. When you start a new relationship, the boy is so loving. I've not seen a boy that complained that the girl was so loving and she stopped. I always see girls complaining that the boy was so loving, then he stopped. And even you, the boy, at a point in the relationship, you'll be wondering, what is happening to me? How many of you have been there? What a response. More like pastor, you're on your own in this father. None of you have been there. I should change the example. Huh? I should just continue. You understand by faith. Okay. I've never seen a guy say, the lady was loving at the beginning, but after a while she stopped loving me. It's always the ladies that are complaining. He was all over me. He was buying suya. He was doing this. He was doing that. But now, Pastor, I used to beg him to tell me, I love you. A lot of people, let me just chip in a little bit here. A lot of men, when they enter the relationship, they never believe that one day will come, they will not like that lady like that again. Most men that are like that, they never believe because they thought they understood love. Love is not one foolish emotional display. Let me not use foolish. I don't want to be too harsh. One irregular emotional display. That's not love. Are we together? I love you. I love you. I love you. My heart is pumping fast. My liver, blah, blah, blah. My liver is about to cut. My blah, blah. As I just did like this, Pastor Phil just hiss, you see. Like, he understands exactly what I'm saying. These are people who have first-hand experience. He's just like, Pastor, they will not understand. That's not love. How many of you have ever been in this thing I just explained that you thought was love? Okay, let's just imagine I didn't say that. How many of you have ever been in love? People who are not people of truth. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1 from verse 8, you see, if anyone said he has not seen, he said the truth is not in him. He said we deceive ourselves. You are deceiving yourself. And the truth is not in you. How many of you have ever been in love? Raise your hands up. And God is watching all of you who are telling him today. You know, don't joke in the presence of God. That's why Ananias and Sapphira died. That's why they died. Peter asked a question. They lied. They said we did not sell everything. This is all the money we got. And I'm even wondering how many people can do those kind of things today. You know, imagine I come here and say, go and sell your property and bring the money we want to build church. And so we could come with some money and say, Pastor, this is all I have. That's why they died. Now, forget that. How many of you have ever been in love? Raise your hands up. And if you have not been in love, keep your hands down. So I give you three counts. 1, 2, 3. Everybody. Awesome. Even the people we see that they don't know love, they raise their hands up. I wanted to call some names, but I say if I do like that, next time if I ask the questions, some people will not raise their hand. But they say, you, what do you know about love? People have been in love. Some of you that raise your hand, what is love? You didn't just know what was doing you. It was an irregular emotional display. Irregular. Now this is where I'm going to. Most men here that profess love, if you have professed love to a lady here, raise your hands under the fire of the Holy Ghost. If you have professed love here, raise your hands. Since you have never professed love to a lady? Huh? You have never professed love from primary school till you finish secondary school, right? You've never professed love to a lady. Stand up and come here. Today you will prove, I will show you the dimension of Peter, what he did to, since they born you, you finished primary school, finished secondary school, you never on Facebook, on anywhere, profess love to a lady and say, I love you, I like you. I'll go and sit down. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. All of us that claim we love people, some of you who ever loved that are in a real relationship now. Don't know how many. Who are in a relationship now? Like you want to get married? Anybody? This church now, wow. If you are in a relationship now, you want to get married. Can I say, why will you be denying your love? Can I see your hands up? Okay. All of you come outside. Let me give you the real example of what I'm trying to say. All of you that are in love, you want to get married, come outside. I'm not talking about those irregular love, those ones that don't know what they are doing. I mean people who know what they are doing, who have met their parents and the rest. Come out. I'm hearing Sonny. Is Sonny... Sonny met anybody's father? Come now, all of you. Come and stand there and face the congregation. You are in love, you are scared. Is it exam? It's not exam. It's a simple thing. Bring the mic, yes. Put simple questions. Give Pastor Peter first. Let me start with him. Pastor Peter.
Yes, Pastor.
Is this the first lady Hallelujah. In your life that you have entered in a relationship with?
Hallelujah. Mic check. Hallelujah.
Say mic check. Go ahead and put it on them. Don't worry. Put it on him.
Okay.
Answer.
Yes, to go with the example Pastor is giving. When I was in SS1, I was in love. So, what Pastor is saying?
A simple question. Is this the first lady you have ever been in love with?
No, Pastor, sir.
Is this the second lady you have ever been in love with?
Yes, Pastor, sir.
Alright, let's take it for... an answer. This is the second lady you remember vividly.
Yes, sir.
This is the second lady. Amazing. All right. Okay, is this the second lady you have asked out before?
The other one I did not ask out to. We're just talking.
You did not ask?
Yes.
This is the second lady you have
this
ever
asked.
This
is the first person I'm asking out.
Okay, no problem. Yes. Come and give Pastor K. Pastor K. Is this the first lady you have ever been in a relationship? In love with?
No, sir.
Is this the second lady you have been in love with?
No, sir.
Alright. So I don't want to go on and on and on, else we'll get disappointed. Amen? He said this is not the first. It's not. Now, it's not to shame him. We are going somewhere. Some of you are laughing. Pastor Emma, come and stand here. Because some of you, I know your history. Come and stand. See his wife. See the wife hands. Look at the church and see what the wife is in. See. You think he's even five? Madam, he's more than five. Oh. Go and sit down. We have already known you. Just sit. So you see, he said this is not the first. This is not the second. I don't know how many, but let's stop here. The first time you met a lady you liked, what did you tell her? You told her you love her, right? Pastor Key. And you meant it. Did you mean it?
No, sir.
No. There's no way you say no. There is no way. There is no way you say you don't mean it. Let's be sincere. You don't just want Pastor Wan to be disappointed. You are being sincere. At that time, you don't know anybody like Pastor Wan. In fact, you were not sure you would meet anybody like that. So, don't break that lady's heart. She may be watching anywhere in the world now. Were you sincere at that time?
Yes, sir.
Hey. It's the truth. Anybody here that ever been in love was sincere. Yes or no? Some of you cried. Yes or no? You cried. But it didn't mean that you know what you were doing. That's why some of you too will cry in the future. We'll still tell you don't enter the relationship. It's not about crying. Peter said, Master, for you to die, it's better I die. Nobody can touch you. I'll plug their ear off, etc. Before the cock. How many times did he deny Jesus?
Three times.
Even love towards God is not an emotional, irregular display. People shouting in church, I love you. It's not, you see, if you love me, keep my commandment. Are you all listening to me tonight? So I was going somewhere. It's just a very mild example. I don't know why I even took it so serious. You can go and sit down, all of you. That you, that they ever said to anybody they loved them didn't mean that they knew what they were doing. If they knew what they were doing, they would have not told anybody before that, I love you. And God has forgiven them. And given them the actual love. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Alright, so let's continue. Amen? He said that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. Through what? Faith. And through what? Patience. Inherit the promise of God. God, I have faith for this. I have faith for this. The next thing you should look out for that will find expression every time through your life after you've declared faith is patience. Because God will not just give you. You see, God doesn't just give things. He's called you onto a relationship. Your destination is not what you get from God. No. He's your father. You've been called into a relationship. A father-son, father-daughter relationship. Are we together? So, God is not just interested in giving you things. You are his son. He is your father. He means well for you. How many of you have been denied things by your father and mother before? And you still know they love you. Yet they denied you access. You know, I always say this story in this place of a woman who, because she loved her son, she said so much, would not collect knife from his hand while he was growing up as a child. So he used the knife and choked his eye. So when he grew up, he had one eye. And one day he asked his mom, Mom, why do I have one eye? And she said, oh dear son, I was so in love with you. I loved you so much. So much. And one day while you were playing with knife, I collected it, you cried. I collected again, you cried. So I said, because of how much I love you, I can help to see you cry. I left the knife with you. And he now choked his eye. The boy now swore that he would never forgive the mother. She felt like she left that knife with the boy because she loved the boy. But what was she? She was foolish. You know, you feel emotional if you have a child. As a mother, you feel emotional when your child is crying. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? No matter what, you feel emotional. But as you keep growing with that child, there are some times they will cry. You see, like the father and other people will come to carry that. You say, don't mind that child. Don't mind that child. Because what they are trying to do is something that will hurt them. So you see, everybody is wondering, why is he crying like that? The mother is happy. In fact, she's eating food. She doesn't care because she just stopped that boy from trying to touch the socket or touch hot water or touch a hot pressing iron. Are we here today? So everybody thinks the child is just crying anyhow and probably the mother doesn't care, but nobody loves that child like the mother. The Bible also said, he that the father loves, what does he do? So God knows us. He knows when the right virtues are in place. He knows when the wrong virtues are still in us. And you see, we were all in different level of infirmity before we met God. Are you listening? Imagine some people met God while they were stealing. Some people met God while they were womanizing. Some people met God while they were lying. Some people met God while they were, you can call all the sins. So you see, our walk with God differs. When we become born again, we begin to walk with the Holy Spirit. The Bible said to us in Ephesians 1 through 13. Let's read it together. Ephesians 1 through 13. It says, in whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, meaning when you were born again, you were what? Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So when you believe God sealed you, the Holy Spirit in you was God's seal upon you, or is God's seal upon you, or in you, to affirm you are born again. Are you listening to me? And what is the evidence of being filled with the Holy Ghost? Praying in the Spirit, or praying in tongues, as others will say. Are we together? Next part of scripture, it then says, who is the guarantee of our what? Inheritance. Until what? The redemption of what? The purchased possession to the praise of His glory. So God purchased something for us. He did something for us. And when we received Him, He filled us with His Holy Spirit as the surety. The Holy Spirit in us is the indication that God is sure that we will touch what He has already purchased for us at the beginning of our receiving Him. Are we together? So God did something for us. We became born again. He filled us with His Spirit. The Spirit is the guarantee that what He did for us will become our reality. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So there are different, there are modus operandi with the Holy Spirit. There's a way the Holy Spirit works with us. The Holy Spirit is God in another form. Are we together? Benny Hinn will say the Holy Spirit is God in gaseous form, God without limit. Are we together? So there's a way God works with us by His Spirit. The ministry of God as the Holy Ghost differs from the ministry of God as the Father and God as the Son. As the Holy Spirit in us, He teaches us and He guides us. The Bible says He will guide you into all truth. Meaning He will not just teach you truth, He will guide you into what? All truth. It's very, very deep. And I've done something here before. You know, one time I did a teaching, I remember on campus. I think I did another one here called The Leadings of the Spirit. Can you remember? Can I have one person? Does one person come? I think I need more than one person. Pastor Peter, come. Can I have two people who are looking scary? Come. Stand facing him in a zigzag format. North, east, south, east. Alright, stand in the middle. A little bit further. Maybe you stand directly before him. Then you stand there. Now watch. Who has a Bible here? Because these days we have to ask who brought Bible to church. Carry this one. You, carry it and come. It's not your Bible? Open it. And raise it to face. Raise it up. So let's say this is Pastor Peter's inheritance. A little bit backward. But before Pastor Peter became born again, he probably had some things that he was doing that were wrong. So let's imagine the sins. Since he said he was in love with two people or three people, let me start with, he had the sin of liking women, probably. I don't know, I want to call it in a nice way. I don't want to say immorality or something else. So let me say he had a problem with women, a women problem. He liked girls. And when he became born again, you think when you become born again, liking girls will just go pew. So, but when he became born again, he still observed that he is liking girls with his born again nature. And the Holy Spirit in us is supposed to what? Renew our minds. Are we together? As He teaches us the word, our minds get what? Renewed. But there's something He needs to touch. The purchased possession, right? As the Bible said. It said the Holy Spirit in us is a seal, a surety that will touch the purchased possession. So it has been bought for us. It is our own. So the Holy Spirit wants to work with this man now. Alright? Who act as the Holy Spirit? Okay, Richard, come and act as the Holy Spirit. You hold His hands. The Bible says He will lead us onto all truth or into all truth. So hold His hands. Alright. This one wearing white. Why is the Holy Spirit looking timid like this? You should be bold. You are the Holy Spirit. Do you understand? So he wants to lead him into the purchased possession, right? So but as we are coming now, the Holy Spirit knows all the things that will spoil the old nature. He knows all the activities that can spoil what? The old nature. Even though He wants Pastor Peter to touch the truth, his purchased possession, He knows all the things that can limit him. So God is saying that when you become born again, completely trust in the Holy Spirit. And if you must completely trust in the Holy Spirit, you must have a walk with the Holy Spirit. It means there is no day that goes by without you staying with the Holy Spirit. Are you listening to me? Please listen to me attentively. You must have complete reliance in the Holy Spirit. There is no day. Now, if you must have complete or show complete reliance in the Holy Spirit, you have to have some moments, some time, you know, some minutes, some hours that you see to the Holy Spirit every day for Him to, for you to recognize or acknowledge His presence in your life and with you, so that He leads you true to all truth, all your purchased possession. So this is where we are going to. But as we are going, probably he had friends. And those friends, anytime he used to sit with them before, they speak about things that used to spoil that his nature of liking women. Are you listening to me? So the Holy Spirit will tell him. Now, you see how dynamic the Holy Spirit can be. Imagine he's in an area and he's in block A. And those friends were gathered probably in block C. And his regular road passing to anywhere from the quarters is block C. And that day the Holy Spirit tells him, don't go anywhere. That's how the Holy Spirit works. Because the Holy Spirit is seeing the possibility of Pastor Peter going back to his old life if he meets those people and start discussing. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? So he tells him, because of that, Pastor Peter, don't go anywhere. You want to go somewhere, he resists you. How many of you have been there before? And at the end of the journey, you now understand why you were not supposed to do that thing. You were actually not supposed to learn by experience. If you had obeyed, you would have understood. You see, the way you understand things when you make mistakes, that's how you will understand it when you obey God. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? How many of you have learned from experience here? You understand what I'm trying to talk about? You see, the way you learn from experience, at the end, you say, ah, no wonder. That's how you will learn if you obeyed. So God did not design for us to learn from our experience. He designed for us to learn from what? Our obedience. Adam was not supposed to learn after he had become a byproduct of his disobedience, you know, naked and etc. That's not how God destined for Adam to learn. He told him from the beginning, do not eat from that tree. He said, the day you eat from that tree, you will die. The guy ate from it so that he will know that he will die. That's not how you are supposed to see. From the beginning, when he was instructing you, he taught you that you're going to die if you eat from it. Are you listening to me? But sometimes you don't even hear, we don't even get to understand why he's doing it. But we have to trust, you know, trust and what? Obey. Let me put it like that. That's why the singer said, there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to what? Trust and obey. So you trust in God. You know who he is. Hallelujah to Jesus. And it tells you, don't go to blocks. Don't go to that place. Don't even go anywhere, because there's no other route to going outside your quarters but block C. It tells you, don't go out. And you are wondering, why will I not go out? A lot of temptation begins to come knocking on your door. We have to go out. We have to do this. Blah, blah. He says, don't go out. So you sit down. If you don't go out, you may not ever know the reason why you were not supposed to go out. But you know the one that told you not to go out. You understand he's God Almighty. That's why faith began from the revelation of he is. The Bible says, they that come to God must first understand who he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So it starts from the revelation of God himself. If you understand who God is, when he said don't go, you don't go. Are you listening to me? Are you guys here tonight? Very important. So he may never understand if he obeyed. He may never, should I say understand? He may never actually see that, how do I put it? His eyes may never be open to see those friends seated there, because probably in the evening they are scattered. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Well, at the end of everything, he will understand that, you see, my obedience really helped me. I would have been in so many trouble and etc. I may not really be able to explain the trouble bit by bit, but I know this is what obedience will save me from, and this is where I am because of obedience. Am I confusing you guys this evening? Alright, so let's imagine the wrong friends becoming. So the Holy Spirit tells him to stop. You see? He doesn't know why. He stopped. Do you know the Holy Spirit can tell you not to go to Lagos because Lagos has a tendency to destroy your faith? Do you know the Holy Spirit can change your location because of your faith? How many of you are aware about that? Because the Bible says, it said in the book of Matthew, that what can a man offer in exchange of his what? God can take a city away from you because of your soul. Are you people getting me tonight? So some of you, if you observe, there are several cities you have, there's a particular place that actually gets your faith affected. In fact, there are some of us in this church that anytime you travel, nobody used to understand you again. Anytime you go for break, people don't understand you. Even you don't understand yourself. That's why sometimes your hatred will be begging you to stay back. Don't travel. Because anytime you travel, you used to wear a mask wherever you are. It's more like you wore a mask. Nobody understands you. Why? Because there are friends there that will remind you of your old nature. You'll be gisting with them and talking about the past. And you now start living like the past. Are you listening to me? So a lot of times the Holy Spirit will not even want you to go to that city. I'm telling you how God works. So the Holy Spirit says, wait. Wait, because we are seeing the tendency of what will take you back to humanizing. But if this guy wants to be in a hurry, what will he do? He will leave the Holy Spirit and move. Move. What will happen to him? Huh? It looks like his speed, though. He has moved. But his speed in the wrong direction. And there's no profit. Speed is only profitable if you are in the right direction, not the wrong direction. So Satan hit him because he's in a hurry to touch what he's supposed to touch. He's not patient. He has faith that he wants to reach that place. But because he's impatient, he went ahead of the Holy Ghost and something terrible happened to him. Do you know the Holy Spirit is still waiting for him at this point? Go forward. The Holy Spirit will not be back there. The Holy Spirit is still here waiting for him. If he's ready, he'll hold him again and say, let's continue. He will get him healed at this point. Are you people listening to me? And he'll hold his hands and continue moving. Then as you are going towards that part, now go towards that part, towards Pastor Joe. He tells him to wait. Some people, even if they have made mistake 10 times, they don't used to wait. They don't used to wait. Like, let me use this example. They broke your heart, some ladies. Somebody cheated on you. Pastor said don't enter the relationship. Or HOD. Most times, pastor don't even know what is happening. Before, it's when it gets terrible, they bring it to pastor. HOD said don't get... In fact, some of your HODs were very firm towards you. The first time you came to church, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, they said, how many of you are in a relationship? You say... You were so excited to show that you. And they look at you and say, why? Now that you're born again, break up. You didn't even get a chance to explain how beautiful the relationship was. Do I have witnesses in this place? Do I have witnesses in this place? How many of you did your relationship break when you came to this church? See, nobody's trying to... Why do people lie very well in this church? If you had broken relationship when you came here to GCMI, say glory. Okay. So why were you not raising your hand? And you were angry, some of you at the beginning, yes or no? Are you hearing that? They were angry. They went back home and questioned the integrity of their HODs. They are not God, they are just leaders. They cannot tell us what to do. And some of you heard the Holy Ghost when you entered that relationship, isn't it? How many of you have heard the Holy Spirit enter a relationship with Brooke? Don't lie. You heard God say, my daughter, that's the man. You entered and he broke. Say amen. Okay. You can whine me. You can't whine God. Some boys even heard her name. Saw the hairstyle in the realm of the spirit. Saw her physically, entered, it broke. Now they've come to the conclusion that God does not give a wife. To hell with your conclusion. You never heard God. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? Because a lot of times, let me add, this spec is a function of your environment, where you grew up. And its spec can affect your obedience to God in terms of relationship. Some of you, the reason you like that kind of girl and that kind of boy is because of where you grew up. If you had grown up in India, your spec would be different. If you had grown up in UK, your spec would be different. The reason why your spec is the way it is now is because of where you are coming from. So spec is false. Spec is just how do I put it? Because some of you now, you think it's God that created that your like for that particular kind of guy and particular kind of... It's not God. It's your environment. Why do you like beans? Is it God? You ate beans when you were small. City. You fell in love with beans. No, not God made you to like beans. Why do you like honor, some of you? Honor we go. Sometimes three times a day. Sometimes twice. In fact, to you, the food you people call for, when your father says, give me food, if you bring rice in your own house, you are in trouble. That's why you like honor. Today, if they say, give me food, everybody knows that it's honor you want. Or luam, as Steve people will call it. Some of you, why do you like pig meat? Did God create you with love for pig meat? Your environment. I never loved pig meat here. I came to Benue State. Now, I eat pig meat. I eat it very well. There is no time I can deny pig meat. In the morning, in the afternoon, in the night, in the midnight, I can eat pig. I never liked pig meat before. In fact, those days in the barracks, if I see pig, I feel like one of my friends, he's late. He died in the barracks. Habakkuk. When he gave me pig, the first time I ate pig in the bag, when I ate the meat, Nancy is pig. I went and vomited. I arranged the vomit. I was just going. I said the workplace. Then I started vomiting. I vomited everything out because they told me it was pig. Because I used to see pig in the barracks entering soccerways, you know, doing dirty things. But when I came here, they gave me another perspective of pig. Are you going to get what I'm trying to say? And I've not seen pig enter Sakawea, and I'm not ready to hear whether they enter. So, do you people get what I'm trying to explain? So, most of you, with those, your false identity of what spec means, when you are hearing God for a relationship. In fact, before God speaks, you remove the word from his mouth and put it in your ear. Because it has to be your spec. Some of you, you don't give God any option. You have told God your mind. You know, one of the funniest set of human beings are those that carry three ladies or three boys to pray to God. Three of them are not God's will. If it's God's will, he will direct you. He will bring the initiative to your mind. You are not the one that will carry it to him. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Your own duty is to walk with God. Then whenever there's something needed in your life, he will bring the idea to your heart. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Especially for men. As you are walking with God, don't just sit in church and say, Kai, there's these three ladies. Which one is my wife? Then you carry two of them and enter your prayer room. Lord, is it Joyce? Is it Sarah? Is it Betty? No. It's none of them. You can't have somebody you are talking to for 2 months. 3 months. Then one day you say you are taking a 6 days fast to know that that woman is your wife. What carried you to start talking to her for 6 months? 3 months. After you have talked and built so much cloud of love, then you went to pray. You will not only hear God that that's your wife, you will even dream. Because when the cloud is gathered, what will happen? So you will see her in a fine wedding gown. You see yourself, like one of my daughters said, she said she saw somebody giving them communion. That was indication that God said that was her husband. Communion, no. I don't know whether it's me that gave that communion, but thank God she didn't call me in the dream. She said they knelt down, then Jesus gave her and the man communion. We have heard terrible things. Some will say it's orange. So God said this relationship will be sweet. One said, when God speaks to me, my left ear used to shift. I say, I'm of left ear. He used to feel left ear. So he knows God says she's the one. I've seen young men, especially desperately making wrong decisions. And some of you, you know, especially in church setting, you think it's pastor you are doing or HOD you are doing when you make wrong decisions. It's yourself. Me, I'm married, happily married. I have a child, a girl child. I prophesied it. Now I'm going to have a boy. And everything is going to be smooth. And I'll never divorce. Should, in case you are hoping so. I'll never have a problem in my marriage. I've never had. Yes, because my wife knows I'm the head and I know she's not the head. So we don't have a problem. She listens to me. She has never given me any issue. Are you listening to me? But if you don't hear God and follow your speck, that speck Satan put, that dark shade Satan gave you, using to view men and view women. Because some of you, in fact, she has to be in a certain way before you even start praying. Lord, I like this. Father, is she the one? Kabashopaka. She has to be the one. I had a friend many years ago, he said, Pastor Simon, the way you teach about relationship is so firm, and I don't like hearing you at all. He said, but I just want to ask you this question. Can't God give you your desire? I mean, your own desire as a man and his own desire sandwiched together? I said, what do you mean? He said, there's a way I want a woman to look. And God can give me his own factors. So I take God's factor and I bring my factor. And I join it together. Because the Bible says he will give me the desires of his heart. I'm delivering some of you. If you are listening to me carefully, there's deliverance happening to you. Listen to me what? Because you see this marriage thing, they don't used to resign. Forget these funny things happening in the world today. That you see people enter marriage 1 week and they are not even remorseful. Have you seen people like that? 1 year they are outside. Telling people, thank God God saved me from that bullshit. You see, stupid things happening. People are ready to break up. In fact, they are ready to divorce before they even enter the marriage. Forget all of those rubbish. Immediately you become married, is for better, for worse. For better. That's the problem with the Gen Z, this thing. Even your vows, you have changed it. For better, for what? Okay, no problem. Sorry. They say better for better. Richer for richer for richer. In health and in health. To eternity, for eternity and eternity. Well, I don't still agree with the fact that it should be for poorer, blah, 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 etc. I didn't say it in my own, but the problem with some of us is that as we're saying this thing, we mean it too. When they enter the relationship or the marriage and the husband lose the job. You know, many years ago, I was speaking to somebody whose siblings lose all their job in 1 day. All. Brother lost all the job. Not one job, two job. Lost. Sister, lost. Married, though. If it's you, what will you do as that wife? Your husband did not lose one job. He lose the first one. He didn't lose the second one. No savings. Because if we're trying to build marriage first before you start saving, you're trying to arrange your room, then you now lose it too. You too, you have not even received money to start business because things were not even really... How many of you will run back to your father's house? Some people will run back. Because when they entered that marriage, all they saw was chicken. In fact, they were excited God saved them from fish, fresh fish, sardine, from where they were coming from. Now it's straight chicken. But even now, in this marriage, it's going to be worse. Worse than where you are coming from. Because sometimes you do it without chicken, without fish. It will be fresh okra with just maggi and salt. Somebody say, God forbid. Say, God forbid. I know you want to say, that's why I'm saying, I'm helping you to say, God forbid. At that point, it doesn't mean God is not with you. Are you here tonight? I'm trying to teach you some deep faith, especially with the process of Joseph. It doesn't mean. The Bible says Joseph was successful for God. The next team. Boom. What happened? A woman where he was working, paying him high salary. The boss wife. Boss wife. Somebody that God used to change your story. The wife. Satan now make the wife to like you. Where do you want to start from as a young man? Picture it. You came and celebrated in church. God have changed my story. My guy is the best person in the world. Blah, 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 blah. My salary is 500,000 a month. The next Monday as you go to work cleaning your guy's room, the wife come and she's looking at you in a way that you don't understand. You think it's a joke. You are dreaming, but you are not dreaming. It's reality that comes. She likes you more than your guy. In fact, she's calling your guy. The Bible said, you know, in our generation, with the way people joke and say stupid things, do you know many young men will just say, Father, you have done the second one for me. Or God's wife, like me. You know, many years ago, there was one young man in Kaduna who came around. The father retired in Gboku, so he came around and he saw me in BSU at that time. Then while he was talking to me, he said, Simon, see, he has always been saying this thing from Kaduna. So he said, I'm warning you, Simon, the way you are going, the way you are looking. Now, I'm not going wrongly. He said, the way you are looking, the way you are going, I'm warning you, sugar mummies, don't ever fall a prey to a sugar mummy. I used to have that feeling. So I got a COVID. I said, brother, why is it that anytime you see me, your mind is sugar mommy? Have you ever heard anything about me with a sugar? He said, it's true. It will happen. I thought, you know, I was wondering, do things like that happen? How can I see somebody that is able to give birth to me? And I'll have anything to do with her because of money. But when I ask, it is happening. In fact, I heard that people apply for it. That means Joseph would have fallen for that woman if he was in the Gen Z generation, probably. I don't know. But of course, it was static that he loved the Lord. He feared God. And for that reason, he left his cloth. She tore his cloth. I thought it's men that used to tear women's cloth. She tore his cloth. And he ran away without cloth. You know, sometimes, you know, sometimes when I sit down and read that story, I'm wondering, how was Joseph thinking? Maybe he knelt down first and begged the woman, Madam, please. She still refused. Madam, please, I beg you in the name of God. She refused. As she was holding his head, he left it. Now, as he was going outside, I'm sure it's like, today they will kill me in this Egypt. I'm very sure. Because what did she do immediately? She started what? Crying. You know, many people say there's no smoke without fire. Have you heard that saying before? She carried the cloth. She now tore her own too. He tore his cloth. I tore my cloth. Blah, blah, blah. Started crying. In this generation, they will burn that guy's house, Joseph. Many boys will go and burn his. That's why the time they said a pastor did something in Abuja, I did not talk. I just read the story of Joseph. I didn't say anything again. I just said to myself, anything is possible. Hallelujah to Jesus. I said anything. That's why when we were growing up, they warned us against women so much. You can be talking with a woman and just be playing. You know, so I've seen a situation like that. They now said, the girl is pregnant. They didn't call the boy's name. He said, I swear to God. He was, as a man of God, he said, I swear to God. If they bring Bible and anything, I will swear. I've never gone to this lady's house. She has never come to my house. This is how we're watching the guy swear to God, to the parents. I swear to God. And we know the boy did not do anything. But what was the indiscipline? He was so close to the lady. They will finish service, we'll be escorting the lady to her house. Does this sound familiar? Then, how much you escort him roadside? Have you been there before? You go like this, You now come back like this. You now part way. You now say, no, Yole, you cannot go. Let's go. Don't worry. I'll escort you back. I'm watching you as you go. If you don't enter the house, I'm not leaving this place. He was so close. Everybody knew them. So the moment she became pregnant, everybody's heart went to one place. You know, there's a way you'll be close to a lady in this church that the day we see her stomach, boom. Not in this church, in your area. The day we see her stomach, boom. I had to rebuke that example. We'll just call your name, boom. Everybody will be calling, boom, your name, boom. Because that was what happened. Hallelujah to Jesus. They say no smoke without fire. See every evidence. Joseph did that. Joseph, Jesus said, I did not do it. Only God knew that Joseph did not do it. He took all caution. He was only working as a houseboy. Nothing else. And where is Joseph the next moment? In prison. From celebrating a groundbreaking miracle to prison. If you were Joseph's wife, what will you say? God have left him. The Bible says at that point, God was still with Joseph. As a mighty, terrible one. The anointing strong. Are you here tonight? The next moment, where was Joseph? Before we continue, let's finish this journey. So this is how the Holy Spirit leads us. Immediately you become born again, there's a purchased possession, but He leads you. He's taking you here, but He's guiding you so that you don't fall into error. Probably this is money problem. He says, stop. He's seen that this guy likes money so much. Stop. The tendency is to fall into a money problem is at your front. He gives an instruction. Are you listening to me? All of a sudden, you overcome this one, probably because you have overcome this and you are now here. The problem with many Christians today is this. You became born again, come back. You became born again, go back to that point. You became born again, but you don't have a walk with the Holy Spirit. You don't have a walk with the Holy Spirit. You want to touch that. And you see, I see that problem mostly in we. This era of folks that they call the grace folks that are quite opportune to have revelation, they neglect the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You see them saying things, I'm righteous, I'm above, the gold am I, the silver am I. No walk with the Holy Ghost. No walk with the Holy Spirit. The gold am I. Oh, I'm getting my possession. Ba 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 ba. Boom! They're on the ground. Then you hear things. If a righteous fall seven times, he stands again. Blah, 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 blah. He come again. Boom! On the ground. They still declare, I can't believe, I know I'm not a sinner. I'm still a righteous God. Blah, 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 blah. Boom! No walk with the Holy Ghost. Guess the next doctrine. Whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. So you see a Christian crawling on the ground. A weak Christian. Nothing matters. Earring everywhere. Nose ring everywhere. Weakling as a Christian. The Lord open your eye to see what I'm saying tonight. Nothing matters. You are with the Holy Ghost. Then you created next tattoo the next day. You added one in your neck. You are almost bringing one to the center of your head. With the Holy Ghost. Are you able to catch something tonight? With the Holy Spirit, which Holy Spirit are you with? The Bible says He will lead you on to what? All truth. Do you know why there was a delay with the children of Israel? Do you know why there was a delay? Let me even start explaining it to you. Remember in Exodus 32? In Exodus 32, what happened? There was something that happened. Moses went to the top of the mountain. He wanted to collect the Ten Commandments, remember? And Aaron was with the people. See what then happened. The people came to Aaron and said, create for us a God. We cannot wait for Moses. Can you remember? Because Aaron, because he was scared of the people. What did he do? He said, bring all your jewelries. Throw it in the fire. You know, one of the funniest part of that scripture is the fact that when Moses came down, was asking Aaron. Aaron said, the people just threw their gold in the fire and the fire came out as this thing. That's one of the funniest parts of that scripture. I started laughing. What kind of stupid excuse? Like you throw gold, then the thing now bomb, then now became this thing. Then the people started watching me. That is not the one who. He was the one that did it. Second in command, who was not strong like the leader. They worshipped that golden calf because they were impatient. They couldn't wait for Moses. Do you know what happened to these people? They had faith they were going to the promised land. God caused the delay so that what was on the base of their inside will come to the surface. Like Archimedes' principle. Whenever there's a delay in your life, it is because God wants you to see that thing that is in your life that He doesn't like. He wants to remove it. These people had been in Egypt. They've been always seeing people worshipping idols. They didn't know that that character has entered them. Are you people getting on trying to explain? Because they live with the Egyptians that were worshipping idols. So they didn't know that the same character of the Egyptians were in them. Are you listening to me? They felt like they were just in the environment, but nothing is happening. I'm just listening to the worldly song. I know nothing is happening to me. I'm just listening to this thing, and it's just the beginning. Nothing, something is happening. In fact, something has happened to you. And whenever God causes a delay, it's because He wants you to see that wrong thing that is on your inside already. That's why the Bible says, count it all joy when you are faced with what? Diverse trials and temptation. Is it because it will prove your faith? It will prove your faith. Are you listening to me? Are you here tonight? So imagine the children of Israel. They thought they were God's people. God took them out. They were born again, for instance. They were born again, trying to get to the promised land, and never knew that they had bad characters on their inside. They had those things they learned from the Egyptians. The worshipping of idols. That is why immediately they didn't see Moses after a while. They say, get us what? A god. They told Aaron. All of a sudden, Aaron did it for them. They started worshipping the god. Outside, the god that saved them parted the Red Sea. Are you listening to me? The same God who parted the Red Sea. The same God before their eyes. By day, there's a cloud by day. Fire by night. Natural AC. Natural fire in the night when there's so much cold to warm them. All of a sudden, after a few moments, when they didn't see any display, they say, create for us a God. This place is boring. You see why you should not follow God? Because of what He can do for you. You must follow God because of who He is. If you come to God, you must first know who He is. That's what will strengthen your walk with God. So the uniqueness about Moses and them is that Moses understood the ways of God. They just knew the actions. Moses understood the ways. So anytime there's a delay, whenever you say, Lord, I want this. Lord, I want to get this done. It is because God wants to solve a problem He's seen in your life. Because what He's more interested in is not the thing you want to get. It's the relation, your person, who you are becoming. Because He is your Father, you are His child. He can give you this thing again and again, anytime He can give you. He said, if I did not spare Jesus for your sake, will I not through Jesus freely give you all things? But what does He want to see as a major factor in your life that will make sure you are capacitated for all things? Jesus. He wants to see Christ revealed in your life as a prerequisite to earning what? And gaining what? Everything. The Bible says you've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. Where? In Christ. So the place to receiving every spiritual and natural blessing is where? In Christ. So if God sees that you have been fortified, capacitated with the person of the Christ by the help of the Holy Spirit, then by default, like a magnet, you begin to attract everything. You discover that you are in magnetic field. And all of a sudden, everything around the world that is beautiful is metal. That's one thing you will discover when you become who God wants you to become. You will attract the blessings by default. You will not necessarily go and look for them. They will come to you because you have become that ideal person God wants you to become, who is qualified for all things. So pursue relationship, not things. Else you keep on suffering, your faith will be shattered. That's why the Bible, Paul was speaking to Timothy and warning him about those who love money so much. He said, tell them to be careful. Because they will get their faith, the curse of this world, will pierce their heart and affect their faith. There are some people that pursue money so much, they can miss anything spiritual. Anything spiritual. Are you listening to me tonight? Because to them they think life is about what you can get from God. No. Who you become is bigger than whatever you can get from God. Because he's interested in relationship, not giving you something. Tell somebody, learn to work with the Holy Spirit. The greatest thing that can happen to any believer is his work with the Holy Spirit. Your work with the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing me tonight? He will lead you. He will guide you onto, into all truth. You are coming like this. Let me just represent you for a while. There's a problem in the front. He gives you a direction. Follow like this. You are not seeing it. He's seeing it. Because he's the Holy Ghost. You are coming like this. There's a problem. He directs you. You come like this. And if you will listen, you'll be here. But if you go without the Holy Ghost, just declaring, you will meet all of these circumstances before you. When the Bible says he will lead you and guide you unto all truth, doesn't mean that he will just tell you, oh, this is who you are in Christ. You are a big man in Christ. You are rich in Christ. And you are just going to Christ. No! No! That's not what it means for him to just lead and guide you. The Bible calls him our helper. Our comforter. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Our teacher. So he's telling you, that's where you are going to, but he can help you to get to that place. The same person that is telling you where you are going to the destination, he knows the route toward the destination. You think Satan will just leave you to go and touch that reality? Satan, there's an effectual door that is what? Open unto us. But there are what? Many adversaries. It is God that told you this. That an effectual door has been opened, but there are adversaries. Many. Not just small. Little wonder that day I was telling you the vision I had. Many demons before me in the morning. I closed my eyes and I saw, I couldn't see the end of the demons. And God said, this is how much Satan wants you down. Then I remember the scripture. There's an effectual door that has been what? Opened unto us. But there are what? Many adversaries. But who will lead you? Satan is fighting every day. Listen, Satan is the same person who killed over 1,000, 2,000 children to get Moses. Listen to how far Satan can go. Satan is that same person that killed over 1,000 to 5,000 boys to get Jesus. Just to get Jesus. He couldn't pinpoint who Jesus was. He said, kill everybody. And we thought Satan would come and sit down and say, kill babies. It was a man he used and said, kill everybody. I don't know why people, the man just came and he said, nobody should give me the... It is Satan. The man just came and he just hates me. The woman just came. It is Satan. But you know the beautiful thing? That as that thing is happening like that, if you can learn from scripture, God allowed the heart of Pharaoh to be hardened so that he can reveal his glory. Now when God does it, everybody goes, ah! At the end, everybody goes, ah, no, no, no. You see, I asked this person for help. They didn't know. I'm trying to get this. I asked, nobody. And at the end, you discover you are the only one. You are just the only one. Everybody, somebody said, I will talk to that person. I will talk. You call. They don't pick. I will talk. And at the end, you say, ah, God, it's so obvious that I'm the only one in this thing. Then he said, you are not alone. I am with you. You check. There is no way. There is no way you can achieve it. Humanly speaking, no connection. Yes, relationships are not bad, though. But right now, you don't even have the connection, the relationship connection. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And you are like, God. In fact, with a smile of faith, you know that smile of faith and no faith at the same time? Lord, I give up. I'm just for you and with you. You are my only one. That is when God will now prove himself. Paul said, Lord, take this infirmity from me. He has searched everywhere. He has tried by himself. He gave up. And God said, Paul, now that you have given up, my strength is perfect in this weakness. Now my grace will be so sufficient because I'm not seeing anything of your ability again. I can now take the wheel. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain this way? That's how God works. But you must learn to partner with the Holy Spirit. Else he can't help you. You must learn to partner with the Holy Spirit. Else many Christians are making this mistake. Especially some of us. us who say we're in the new, the grace, all new creation. It's not like me, I'm old creation. But I'm seeing a danger, people neglecting the place of the Holy Spirit. If you really have a walk with the Holy Spirit, you must have time for Him every day. That's when you grow and you are developed to that point that Jesus spoke about in John 10. He said, my sheep know my voice. They hear my voice. They follow me. How will you know His voice if you don't have a walk with the Holy Spirit? When you stay with the Holy Ghost, you are hearing God every day. Like what we are doing right now, studying the Bible, you are seeing how God talks. So that when He speaks to you, you know you are familiar with His voice. You have been hearing Him as you study the scripture. You've been hearing Him when you pray in the Spirit. Are you listening to me? So that when He speaks to you amidst a crowd, if you hear your Father, you will know. There is nobody here that will be in high level in the market where people are just rushing and you hear grace and you'll be confused about your Father's voice. You know your Father's voice. All of us here, we know our Father's voice. Not because it was in our hearts the day we were giving birth to. That's why as children, you'll be calling people's names. Some of them, they'll not answer you. But with time, when you say, you call the name of the baby, she's smiling because she knows the person that just called her. Via time, every day, you people are talking. She's hearing your voice. She's getting familiar with your voice. He's getting familiar with your voice. And all of a sudden, they know you. So if you don't have a walk with the Holy Spirit, you cannot know the voice of the Father. It is that voice, hear me now, that you are trying to make a transfer for an investment. You are about to, that same voice you are familiar with will say, stop. You say, I don't know why, but I know this voice that is saying, stop. Is it the transfer? No. It is very okay. It is very, see people that have done it before, see, this is their results, blah, blah, blah. You are seeing evidence. The person cashed out. You are about to make it. It is not fear, oh. You are about to make the Holy Ghost still speaks to you, stop. That same voice you have been hearing, that's what will save you. Was it not what happened to Paul? As they were about to travel, Paul said, I sense something. This ship is about to capsize. He had an impression. Impression is normal. People can just have impressions. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Paul said, there's something that just happened to me. Katapaka. He said, I sense so strong in my spirit that this ship, this boat is about to capsize. But fear not, I've spoken to the wind. You will see the sign, but it will not happen. Oh, no, the master, the person, the person is in charge. He has forecasted. According to that scripture, he said, there is nothing happening in the front, no wind. Today, wind will not come. It will not rain. There's nothing, no sign of anything. It will be a smooth sail. But Paul said, beyond whatever you have read and learned with science, I have an impression by the Spirit. The captain was shocked. All of a sudden, there was trouble. He had vision via all his instruments. No sign of any trouble in the future. He has seen via his wind vane and etc. No sign. And here comes a trouble in the middle of the journey. All of them turn to Paul. What did Paul have? An impression in his spirit. Just a witness. You see, these are spirituality. These are things we do. These are praying in tongues. It's not useless, oh. We're not what we're doing when we pray. That you are about to just... And the Holy Ghost, there are some things I will tell you. Some testimony is not finished. It's not time. Your minds will be blown. But how do we come into all of this reality? Working with the Holy Ghost. As basic as it sounds. I read a book many years ago called Good Morning Holy Spirit. It looks like a very mild book. Such a powerful book. That the first person you recognize when you wake up should be the Holy Spirit. He said, and how to build intimacy is that you greet Him. Good morning, Holy Spirit. As you acknowledge Him, you feel His presence. Even if you don't feel, know He's there. Then begin to pray. Begin to talk to Him. He will talk back to you. Are you listening to me? One time I was talking to a young man by the Spirit. I said, you see what you are doing right now? And he was just looking at me. I said, you see, you have asked more than 10, 20 ladies out. And you are a psalmist. So his eyes were just, he was first smiling, then he became serious. I said, you are a psalmist. Well,
I've grown in the prophetic to a point I don't care about your face when I know I'm speaking by the Spirit. I said, you are a psalmist. I said to him, one day God will do something to show you that what you are doing now is wrong. He will not cause it, He will allow it. And through it, He will make you strong. He didn't understand what I meant by that. All of a sudden, there was a terrible season of his life. A sickness hit this guy. It was not God. God allowed it. Satan wanted to do it. God allowed it. Why did God allow it? Because there was something at the base that God wants to come to the surface. The thing at the base can be negative and positive. Do you get what I'm trying to explain to you? It can be negative. How many of you have seen where they mine gold before? As you are trying to mine, it's sand. You get to a point, start seeing black things you don't understand. They are still at the base. They are down there. And when you've seen everything, you thought you've seen everything, and the next time you are digging, you see something beautiful, gold, amidst all the dirt. So it is when you are able to remove the dirt that the gold will find expression. So if we are saying that bad character, womanizing probably, it will come, yes, it will come to the surface. But if it has come to the surface, what remained under? Gold. That's why God said in His word, He said, your faith will be tested by fire. Not because God will bring that situation, but God will allow it. He's very sure you will not die. That's why the Bible said there's no situation that has come to you beyond your ability to overcome. There's something in that psalmist that he's not aware of. God allowed that sickness to come so that when he's tired, that glory will find expression from his inside. And a lot of times when you are tired, there's a songwriter that says, through it all, I've learned to depend on Jesus. Through it all. Meaning if he didn't go through all of those things, he would have not learned. Yes, sir. At the beginning in one of the verses, he said, if I never knew a problem, or if I never had a problem, I would have not known that God can solve it. You see, he will not allow the situation. He will not cause the situation, but he will allow it. Under his mastery, the thing will come. He is watching. Because it is only through Satan he does dirty job. In making you, Satan's work can be part of the equation sometimes. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? He will allow it, especially because you were disobedient. Not to suffer you. There's the glory in you that needs to find expression. And God will allow it come to a point that it has reached your neck. You can't take it anymore. At that point, you cannot take it anymore that you become angry. That's when you will find expression. You'll be so shocked that what you couldn't do before, you can do now. It's not because it's a new ability. It has always been on your inside, waiting for an avenue to find expression. Are you all listening to me? But what is the basic of everything? A walk with the Holy Spirit. A walk with the Holy Spirit. Many years ago, as I grew in the things of God, I asked myself certain questions. I like to view life sometimes from the consequences. So I said, okay, after all the womanizing, then what? This is how I think. I said, after all the money, then what? I said, after all the this, then what? I always ask myself that question. After all the this, then what? I said, I think logically what makes sense is the impact I make on the earth. I want to do great things with God and be remembered for great things. That's how I think. Now, logically, I would say, after this, then what? After this, then what? After this, then what? Okay, I have 3 children, 4 children, beautiful wife, wonderful home, all the cars I want, then what? I've come to a point with God, in my walk with God, by the wisdom of the Spirit. I tell you, people of God, my first desire in life is not a car. If you give me a car today, that is more than this car I have, at the status quo right now, I will not drive it. I will sell it. This is how much I've worked with God. I will not drive it. See, Pastor Samuel, is it a sin? I say, at the status quo, where I am, I know I don't need it. I will sell it and do other things. Because I don't have any point to prove to anybody. Are you listening to me right now? So I said, then what? Then what? There is greatness on our inside. So much greatness. Satan wants it locked up for eternity. You think the best of you is the person that falls a prey to any boy that comes your way? The best of you is the person that falls a prey to any lady that comes your way? The best of you is a third class degree? The best of you is even a first class degree? You think that's the best of you? There are days I sit down and I look at people's results. I look at it and I think. I say, Simon, you are 10 times better than this. I'm not in competition with them. I like seeing great things happen. And I sit down and say, Simon, you're 100 times better than this. What I have in God, what God has put on my inside, can achieve 1 billion times bigger than this. This is not me. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Faith is personal. Even though we see congregationally here and we pray and listen to the word, believing is very personal. If you become the greatest scientist in 5 years' time, you don't need to announce it. It is very personal. As we are talking now, something will happen to your spirit. You go back home, you are not willing to tell anybody. You are writing the vision and you are behaving like a mad person, like a pregnant woman. Your seasons just change. All of a sudden, you are pouring saliva. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to explain to you? Something is just different about your life. Your appetite changed. You don't like going out too much again. You don't like going to certain places again. What you want becomes quite minimal. People are wondering, you are running with a vision. There's something on your inside that is growing. Are you listening to me? You are different and strange to anybody. God said in his word, he said, when I pour this fire of the cross on the earth, he said, parents will rise against their children. There's suddenly going to be a conflict. I don't understand that, my boy, again. Uncles will not ever understand you. Something is just different about this guy. Something is just different about this lady. There's a vision now on your inside that you have carried. It's swelling up. Your decisions have changed. They are changing. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you tonight? That's how it is. You register in your heart as the word is going forth. Suddenly you tell yourself, I can do that thing. I can do it. As you say it, with this mighty vision on your inside, you can't even shout. It suddenly begins to control your life. The Bible says, where there's no vision, the people perish. Something different happens to you. You can't even talk too much. When you see people watching movies, you can't even watch. It is, go get us, don't watch movies. See, sorry. I'm not trying to sound like a spiritual man. But people who know where they are going cannot sit down and be watching seasonal movies. You can't. It's not possible. I'm not saying you may not have a time where you relax and just watch. You can't be. Movies cannot be your thing. You may be able to watch one or two times, but movies can't be your thing. The people that made the cameras you used to create movies, if you are a film producer, the people that made the cameras, don't if they were watching movies, they would not be able to make cameras. I don't know that you get what I just explained here. The people that made this thing, if they were watching movie watchers, they can't have the time to make it. Great men are like kingmakers. Do you know who brought about electricity that we're enjoying today? Faraday's. The first people that haven't tried it, they died. He didn't stop there. He said, what killed them? He did not say, okay, whatever. He went and evaluated where they stopped. And he continued. Till he gave us electricity. Do you know people are responsible for the cars you drive today? People are responsible for the planes you fly with today. I'm not saying everybody's going to be a scientist. But I'm asking you, why can't you be a great person? Why do you think you cannot be a great person? You are wondering your background. You know, everybody have an excuse. Where I'm coming from, the school I went to, they did not teach us physics very well. Those people, did they have the best physics teachers? There's a way even a nation can be so foolish that it will kill your dreams. Are you listening to me? Don't allow the country even kill your dreams. Don't allow it. There's greatness on your inside. You can't settle down for less. After understanding God, there is no way you settle down for less. Excellent becomes a watchword. In anything you are doing, as a preacher, as a psalmist, as a scientist, as a doctor, your watchword, excellence. So, one of the funniest parts, or the most striking parts in the train of Israel's journey, is the part where I saw that at the end, they did not enter the promised land. Oh my God. I said, Holy Spirit, they did not enter. God said, I did not stop them. They stopped themselves. It hits me so strong. It hits me so strong. I will never forget. I will never forget the day. I studied that part of scripture. I said, God, are you not merciful? Why did these people not enter? Look at how everything they... Oh my God. I said, see whatever they went through in the wilderness, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we know, but you are a merciful God. He says, Simon, I didn't stop them. Look at the Bible. They stopped themselves. And I began to read. The children of Israel said, the Amalekites, he said, they are giants. We are like grasshoppers before them. And he said, they said something. They said, they will kill us like men, like grasshoppers. They will strike us and we shall die. And as they said, it happened. They said it happened. God said, who killed them? I said, not you. They killed themselves. He said, watch, Simon. There's a generation that entered. Caleb and Joshua. Even while Caleb was very old and Joshua were old, they entered with the next generation. He said, because they believed. Their testimony were different. They entered. Their approach to life were different because of how they view God. They entered. You know what Caleb said when the children of Israel were complaining? He said, let's go at once. He said, let's go at once. When they were saying we are grasshoppers, the guy, are you not hearing what these people are saying? Did you not see it? He was one of the spies. But because of he knew who God was, if you come to God, you must first be aware of who he is. He said, because God has said it, let's go at once. He didn't care about what he was seeing as opposition. God has said, let's go at once. What a testimony. The Bible said the children of Israel took stones to stone him. He had to flee from them, from their side. Let's go at once. That's what he said. My watchword. Whether I like it or not, whether you like, see, as long as you are diligent, you want to walk with God, you are destined to be great. As a believer, you ought to be great. Anywhere you find yourself, you ought to be great. You're not going to end in that one room. No. And your ambition is not having a duplex. That's not your ambition. You're going to fulfill that dream God has put on your inside. That vision God has put on your inside, it will bring about prosperity. Prosperity is not the target. Are you listening to me? By default, money will come. There's something so strong in my... I'm going to say it. You see, Elon Musk is not the perfect example for what I want to explain because I don't know if he's a believer or not. But you see, somehow for what I'm trying to explain in this dimension I'll use it, there's a video, I don't know if some of you saw it, and a picture where... the world's wealthiest man was sleeping in his garage. He was in his workshop. He was working on a car. He fell asleep there. They took the picture. He fell asleep there. They came in the morning workers and they saw him sleeping. He was working on something. Do you know there was a time they mocked Tesla? They said he made rubbish. That after a while, the car he claimed that he has done is crashed. While we're hearing all those mockery, and our Twitter brethren everywhere, especially in Nigeria, the guy was not answering any critic. He was just in his garage checking. What is wrong? Checking. Then he came somehow after a while and tweeted something strange. Somehow he boasted, I'm taking over, blah, blah, blah. I can't remember that tweet he made. We didn't know he has finished everything. That's why he's talking like that. Before we know, the same people that mocked Tesla are regretting not investing. Everybody is at his number one in the market. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Who is close? What he said, it has come to pass. How he wants the car to be is like that now. Even though he was mocked. Even though he tried and it failed. And I ask myself anytime I look at that guy, I say, is it money this guy is looking for? Let's be very sincere. If it's money, he should have stopped and invest in other things. He's following passion. How can you just stand up and say, I want to make sure that we are able to reach? That's where he started from. Able to take loan, blah, 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 to make sure. Nobody's, it was not the American government didn't care about the research. He was just on his own. He had an ambition. He wanted whatever he was doing to reach up there. And all of a sudden, when he reached, the whole world started checking the guy up. This guy. That's how we started hearing of this guy. That's how that guy became the world wealthiest. If it was money he was looking for, he would have started buying crypto and saving and saving. You see, you are pushing some of us into crypto, blah, 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 and the rest. It's not a bad thing, though. But there's something, you know, there's a way God will put something in your heart. And if you want to be excellent in that thing, by default, it will command prosperity. You are a doctor, but not like everybody. You don't stop where school say, you don't stop where Nigeria say you should stop. The people that discover things that the whole world are celebrating, if they stop where academy say they should stop, where their country and situation and background say they should stop, nobody would have heard about them. Who do you think will encourage you in this country that you can make a research and come into conclusion? Even me, you think I will encourage you? You don't need encouragement from anybody. If excellence is your watchword, even as a lawyer, you may not even see essence why you are reading the way you are reading. Making research the way you are making, but it will pay off with time. Because your preparation will certainly meet an opportunity. And all of a sudden, you will show what you've got. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So don't set your eyes on money. The Bible says, he that sets his eyes on rubies ends in nothing. Money is not what you are setting your eyes on. You can be seated, guys. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't set your eyes on money. So I want to become the world problem. No. What problem are you solving now? You are with the Holy Ghost. You have the Holy Ghost on your inside. If you hear the Holy Spirit every day, there's one idea he will give you that will change your life forever. Change your finances forever. You know, one time we're talking about when the Holy Ghost spoke to me and told us everybody should have a skill. I said it last year. When I said it here, I began to cite some examples. I said, you can be in an area like this. You think you need a business that the whole Makodi will look at once. Mm-mm. That's not how the Holy Ghost works. You are in an area, a street. The Holy Spirit can give you an idea in that street that will make everybody's money to be coming to your direction. I hope you know that. How many of you understand what I'm trying to explain to you this evening? He can give you one idea. You think you need to be in the center of town. Where you are is enough to start getting the kind of result the Holy Spirit wants you to have. You don't need to go to high level first. Where you are, the Holy Ghost wants to start from that place. Moses, what do you have? Moses did not even know he had anything. He just had one stick he's working with. Moses, what do you have? He said, God, nothing. How do we cross this place? You say, I should take the children of Israel. I should get them. Look at this kind of thing, God. How do we do it? He said, Moses, go forward like you have everything figured out. Go forward. Moses went forward. Like he had everything. He said, calm down. Calm. He went forward. He said, okay, I like the confidence now. Stretch forth thy hand. Stretch forth that rod. He said, God, is a stick. Is a stretch it. Is a rod. Stretch it. Wherever you are is enough for God to lift you to where he wants you to get you to. Wherever you are. God, look at my area. See, I don't have this. You have something. With the Holy Ghost, you'll be so shocked what you have. Jesus wants to feed 5,000 people. He asks, what do we have here? I'm sure some disciples would have said nothing. And when they checked around, Jesus was sure there has to be something. They had to check for this young boy with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish. When they checked them, Jesus was so sure. What do we have here? Before they found out, he knew. He said, what do we have here? And do you know Jesus knows whatever they had there? He knew. And the Bible said when he took it, he didn't just bring it from heaven and say, appear. He can do it like that. But he's trying to teach us a principle. That God wants to start with what we have. Are you listening to me? He said, he collected it. He blessed God. He gave thanks. Now that takes me to the parable of the talents. One, he gave another two, he gave another three, four, and etc. The other one kept his one. We thought the guy was humble. If Jesus never wrote to us and showed us the heart condition of that guy, we would have thought that guy is a humble guy. The Bible said the guy just went and kept it. And when Jesus came back, he said, Master, because I didn't want trouble, blah, blah, blah. See, the way you gave me, this is how it is. Take. The Bible said Jesus looked at him and he said, you wicked and ungrateful. We never knew that marks behind whatever that guy was portraying as humility was pride, arrogance, and wickedness. Jesus called him wicked. You all can remember when they gave you meat while you were small and you don't say thank you. How many of you were there? He said, I gave you meat. He said, thank you. Because you felt like the meat was too small. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That's what happened to that guy. He felt like it was too small. He came back, gave God the weight. God said, you are wicked. Some of us are in that situation. How do we tell God that we are giving you back the way you give us? Because why have you not? Because see where I am now. See. What will I do in this place that I can have money? I'm even in Makodi. I'm here. I'm that. Blah, blah, blah. If I was in Abuja, I know where I would be by now. You are giving God the way he gave you back. As long as you can say, Father, I thank you. You have not noticed God's provision. And you cannot see. You see, when you are thanking God, two things are happening. Firstly, you have noticed his provision. Secondly, as you begin to thank God, if you have not noticed, you begin to see the provision. That's what thanksgiving does. It will help you to see, and it is happening because you have what? Noticed. So Jesus thanked the Father, and we saw a multiplication. You know, I said God's signature is an overflow. There was then an overflow. What do you have? Tell your neighbor you have something. You are not lacking anything. Wherever you are now, see, if you are poor, it's because you were not aware of this thing. Wherever you are right now, say, Pastor Simon, how do I discover the Holy Ghost? The Holy Spirit. You stay with him in prayer. He'll begin to blow your mind every minute. Are you listening to me? You are not in trouble. Listen, my family, my sisters, my brothers, you are not in trouble. Have a walk with the Holy Ghost. Pastor Simon, I've been praying. There's a difference between and having a walk with the Holy Spirit. I'm not saying if you do you don't have a walk with the Holy Spirit. Some people are doing it without a consciousness of a walk with the Holy Ghost. They don't have a walk with the Holy Spirit. Even tongues sometimes can become a religion. Have you seen people like that? It just becomes, how did you get to this intensity all of a sudden? They say, let's begin to pray. How did you get to this point all of a sudden? No meditation. You didn't bless the name of the Lord. They say, let's pray. Hey, pa, pa, pa. Such a person does not have a walk with the Holy Spirit. Even when we pray together in church, we don't expect that when we say, everybody, open your mouth and pray. Then you begin to, That's why we start with leading worship songs. Creating an atmosphere. Are you listening to me? So that way it can take you to that point. They get deeper with the Holy Spirit. Pastor, what of some that never opened their mouth? You are in a problem. Such a people never, they are not conscious of the Holy Ghost, even in his service. It is showing what we are seeing. You know, when you say, you know, prayer department sometimes, let's pray. Everybody open your mouth. Open your mouth. God is not your mate. You will talk all those things and tire. Do you know why those people are not praying so well? They don't have a walk with the Holy Ghost. The atmosphere is dry to them. Even when people are, you see them just looking. Nothing is happening because when they go back home, they just sleep. If you have a walk with the Holy Spirit and they lead up a prayer, you will pray. Because the Holy Ghost is one. Are you all here tonight? Are you following? You are not in trouble. You are not in trouble. You are not in a tough situation. You can't end up broke. If anybody can do it, I can do it. Because I'm full of the Holy Spirit. If anybody can do it, I can do it. They say one human being did something, I can do even more. Because I'm full of the Holy Spirit. I break the banks of limitation. There's a voracious appetite on my inside for the impossible. I like trying impossible things. Why did you not learn that skill? It's hard. No, I can never say it's hard. Because I can know all things. I have what it takes to know all things. I have the Holy Ghost. Who can see? Who can know? Forget about just the limit of what they wrote in that part of scripture in Ephesians 3. The Holy Spirit can not only do, He can see, He can know beyond all you have ever known or imagined. He knows beyond every bank of knowledge. Every limit of knowledge, the Holy Spirit can know. The Holy Spirit can cause you to know mass like nobody has ever known mass. It must begin with a desire. I said, you must be tested to know. You must understand you have what it takes to know. You must desire to know. And faith is personal. It's not congregational. Nobody has ever done. I'm the first person to try it. I can be the first that can try it. You can get to a point, even if nobody can sack you. Do you know there's people they can't sack? It's not a joke. In IT, ICT, I mean, we know, we are aware that there are some people you can't sack. If you sack them, you are in big trouble. Because if they enter the opposing company, you are finished. They created virtually everything there. Do you know you can grow to become that kind of person? A lawyer that, no, you can't, you just know you need that guy in your team. Say, are you aware of so guys, so lady? You need that person in your team. You can grow and become that valuable. You need that guy in your team. You just need that guy. If we don't have that guy, they know they've lost before they begin because that guy is in their team. Nobody can lose that guy. Nobody can lose that lady. He said, you are filled with the Holy Ghost. You don't know physics. Oh, you fail physics. Lord, we are so sorry for all the failures of the past. Now we understand better. I can never fail in my life. When we begin something, anywhere I enter, I am the best. If there's anybody like me, we are the best. There's no place I enter that I'm not the best. I am so competent. I'm full of the Holy Spirit. I have God on my inside. The Holy Ghost is not a mini God. He is God Almighty. Are you listening to me? There's something so profound. In Deuteronomy, I think 139. The Bible speaking, it said, these little ones that do not yet know the difference between wrongs and rights. I don't know if I'm in the right part of scripture. If it's not it, you can just Google it for me. It said, these little ones that do not yet know the difference. Moreover, your little ones and your children, who you say will be victims, who today have no knowledge of good and evil, they shall go in there. To them I will give it, and they shall possess the land. Listen to what God is saying. He said, the ones they are giving birth to, the children, they are not in the generation of the people that disobeyed God in the time of Moses. Are you listening to me? God is saying, since you didn't believe it, your little children, who will not know anything about these things that have happened to you people, they will not have the same mentality with you people. He said, the ones that will be growing up and will not have the kind of mentality, stupid mentality you have, to them I will give the land. But you people who are saying all this rubbish with this wrong mentality, you will never enter. What is God saying here? Sometimes experience, and a lot of times, most times, is not the best teacher. Are you listening? They are so old, they believe more of the physicality and experience than anything. God is saying, I'm going to raise a generation in your lineage. Those ones will not know the difference between whatever you call good and evil. I will not school them in that dimension. I will teach them my word. And those ones, I will bring them into the land and they shall possess it. That's why Jesus said, leave the little ones. To them belongs the kingdom. He said, if you must receive the kingdom, you must receive like a child. Are you here this wonderful evening? Throw away experience. Are you here? Throw away experience. Throw away experience. Wrong experience is throw it away. Else you will not get a good man. Are you listening to me? Throw that your wrong experiences of a relationship away. You will not get a good man if you don't throw it away. You will not get a good man. All men are not scum. Throw it away. Yes, your dad betrayed your mom. Your elder sister was betrayed. Throw the experience away. This one happened, that one happened. Throw it away. Receive God's word. Receive God's word. Are you listening to me? Mass is hard. That's what you heard. Throw it away. Sciences is hard. That's what you heard. Throw the experience away. View life from God's word. Your report should be what? Different. Like Caleb and Joshua. Amidst many, you have a different report. I can do it. That's how you talk. I am able. I can do it. Paul said, I can do all things. I had a young friend many years ago in the barracks who I met recently. He's a military person. So one time, he met me. And he said, Pastor, you really blessed me so much. I just want to just confess some things to you, you know, after the service. And he started telling me some mistake he made. And after I did it, he said something that touched me at the end. He said, sir, I don't know how, but I don't want to do the same mistake my father did. My father married different wives. He said, sir, there's this fire on my inside that I just want one wife and children from one wife. I want God to help me. I looked at him so emotional and I said, God has already helped you. And so shall it be. You have one wife and you have children from one wife. He wanted to break that thing. Are you listening to me? He said, I don't like it. I saw it happen with my dad. It's so bad. I don't want it to happen with me. It shall not happen with you. That's what I told him. Some of you, there are patterns that you have seen in your mom. Can we be sincere this evening before I close? There are some wrong patterns you would have seen in your father and mother. And if you are not careful, they are in you. I'm talking about your parents right now. Not somebody out there. Borrowing spirit. Talking anyhow spirit. Probably your mom. Cheating spirit, probably your dad, if we can be sincere for a moment. If you are not careful, those things may have been in you. And if you can be very sincere and look so deep on your inside, it's been portrayed little by little. That's what we call bloodline. This is how Satan wipes a generation out. Are you listening to me? The demon will keep on insisting on a wrong ideology. He will keep on insisting. As you are buying into it, he's connecting you to the problem that happened to your... You know, I called somebody one time. Forgive me, I'm going to give that example. Only the person will know. I called the lady and I said to her, I see a pattern in your family. And I said, your mom right now is in deep condition, health-wise, because of this pattern in your family. I said, the firstborn marriage? No. In fact, the one that had the marriage is scattered into pieces. And I'm seeing a condition of giving birth in the house. And I'm seeing that she was not aware. I said, I see the devil trying to bring the demon, same demon in that one is now here. And he's trying to make sure you follow that same pattern. You is the last. I'm seeing right now you're about to make a mistake. Down to the point, I described the last mistake she made. And she busted into tears. I said, the same demon is the demon right now here. He wants to make sure that your family is completely destroyed. And she confirmed, she said, my mom has high BP or something, blah, blah, blah. Because she's watching all her daughters in this pattern. All her daughters. The Lord is telling me to talk about this for somebody here, for some people here. Are you listening to me? You are seeing these things. You are seeing these things. You are joking about it. You think you are a sexy girl. You are a fine girl. You are a handsome boy. If you don't deal with it, it will take you out. If you don't deal with it now, it will take you out. You can never be too wise. You can never be too wise. The devil is wiser than you. He is very wiser than you. I mean, if you don't understand your place in Christ, and when you are trying to be wise to your own understanding, he's wiser than you. I'm going to try this very last time before I repent. The devil is wiser than you. This is my last time. The devil is hearing you. Will the devil allow this to be your last time? I will chop his money. I will follow that. The devil is listening to you. You want to chop your husband's money. You don't know who you are talking to. Have you not heard stories? I was just walking and blah, blah, blah. The man just called me and asked me to bring my CV. And right now I collect 20 million. Woo. 2 days before that time, he said, hi. You said, will you get out from my front, you idiot? I don't do people like you. The same pattern. You know, I told you a story of a lady in Kaduna. That time in our church, she was the hub of beauty. I went to Kaduna to get a car for Bolt. I couldn't believe my eyes. Close to ND, there was a car stand. I was pricing this Peugeot, and she was passing with wheelbarrow, selling, you know, this Davaduka, I also call it Davaduka, and Talia. That is like spaghetti. They make it with flour there. They just pour it for you in leather, and you can even eat it with your hand the way they eat it there. She was selling it in tray, in wheelbarrow. I stood by the car. I asked the guys, I said, you know that lady? He said, yeah, she's been here for many years. I said, is it more than 10 years? I remember, that's the lady. Everybody wanted that lady. We were very young. We were seeing everything. She was so glamouring every Sunday. That same lady? By the Spirit, I know something terrible has happened to that lady. Something terrible. I've heard stories like that too. Pastor, blah, 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 blah. Cry, 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 cry. I thought, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm HIV positive. And most times there's no one faith to receive their healing. Are you listening to me? Trust in the Lord. Lean. I'm teaching and I'm warning in the prophetic at the same time. Trust in the Lord. Don't joke with your life. See, I'm speaking by the Spirit right now and I know when I'm speaking by the Spirit. You see that funny joke you are doing with that guy right now? It can land you in trouble. You think you are wise, a Christian? Those kind of jokes on WhatsApp? The kind of things you are saying, you think you have control over yourself? You are joking with fire. There should be standard when it comes to a Christian lady and a Christian. There are standard. There are standard you must have. People call me proud when I started. If they didn't call me proud, I would not be your pastor today. Some of my people are aware in the beginning. They called me proud. That one that have pride, that no lady can visit him. Who does he think he is? You can imagine why somebody think I'm proud. Because nobody is permitted to come to my house as a lady. How did that get into that wisdom? It was an instruction my spiritual father gave me that became my way of life. He gave me an instruction. It now became land. Look at how it has helped me to this point. No woman under heaven can stand up and say, Prophet Simon, by God's grace, no woman under heaven. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Be very careful. That joke, that foolish play, be careful. You think you are catching for, you are winding away time. You are being foolish. No. My Smuro said this words one time I was listening. He said, kill that bad character. He said, oh great man, oh great woman. What is that thing that will know about you? It will destroy all the greatness about your life. He said, kill it before it what? Kills you. Little foxes, but it has the capacity to what? There's greatness on your inside, though. And there's no limit to what you can do. If you are willing to work with the Holy Spirit. No joke. We mean business with the Holy Ghost. Are we having the same voice this very evening? We mean business with the Holy Spirit. It's not a sprint. We want to work with the Holy Ghost. Are you ready to work with the Holy Spirit? He will show you great and mighty things. He will get you to touch things that no eyes have seen, no ear have heard. Things that has never entered into the heart of man. He will cause you to touch it. He will take you into heights of greatness. Are you listening to me? Because of the name of the Lord. You know, in the book of Psalm 23, the Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me what? He leads me beside what? He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for His. For His. He will take into higher heights of greatness for His name's sake. Guide you into greatness for His name's sake. Because His name is in your heart. Are you listening to me? For His name's sake. That's why He gave you the Holy Spirit, so that you cannot make one mistake. With the Holy Ghost, if you learn to stay with the Holy Spirit, you can't make mistakes. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the ones we call heirs, mature sons, enjoying the blessing of the kingdom. Are you listening to me tonight? The Holy Ghost speaks, we follow like foolish people. But we know that when we are going to His heights of greatness, the Bible says the foolishness of God is better than the wisdom of men. The foolishness of God is better than the wisdom of men. The foolishness of God is better than the wisdom of men. It starts with the decision, Lord, I want to work with you. Holy Spirit, I want to work with you. You notice bad characters. You say, Holy Spirit, tonight, help me to stop these things. From henceforth, I declare, I refuse to borrow. I tell you, this is how greatness starts. I refuse to borrow. I refuse to beg. This is how greatness starts. This time you begin to register greatness. I refuse to beg. I refuse to borrow. I refuse to lie. In the name of Jesus. This is how greatness begins. A firm decision. From henceforth I declare I'm diligent. I have no point to prove to anybody. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I believe in this season, in this moment, in this environment, there's something for me to get into that height of prosperity you want me to get into. Lord, my eyes are open. My eyes are open. I'm seeing it. I'm touching it. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He gave you the Holy Ghost as your advantage. He said, we don't know how to pray as we ought to pray. But the Holy Spirit helped that infirmity with groanings that are worse. I've spoken about the obedience, that part of obedience, where He leads you and you follow. Now I'm talking about praying in the Holy Ghost. He helps you pray for you. He helps you pray. We don't know how to pray as we ought to. But the Holy Spirit helped our infirmity with groanings. There's a matter. You don't know how to go about the matter. You begin to pray in the Spirit. You begin to pray in the Spirit. Bold every day of your life, knowing that the outcome is for your good. Mommy cannot die. Lebo shakapaya. Rako supatakatia palako shabakaya. Daddy cannot die. Lepaka subagataya. Pasha brakatia kosubakatia. That point when it looked like it's not working, that thing is not working, is because God is calling into a deeper walk with Him. It will look like mommy wants to die. It will look like daddy is in trouble. You see why it's looking like daddy wants to finish and God is not hearing your prayer? It's because He's calling you deeper and you are not listening. If you get deep into the waters, you come to a plane where you speak from that point and heaven hears your word. The earth hears your word. Are you listening to me? God has given you authority. But you must come to that point where you can command that authority. That's why sometimes He allows situation so that it can push you to a point that glory on your inside can begin to find expression. Are you hearing me tonight? You can't hear this thing and say whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. We know who God is. He said He has defeated sin. He has defeated death. So it is. I wake up every morning knowing that sin and Satan and death have been defeated. I have no opposition. I have no opposition. Sin has been defeated. God said to me, He cannot lie. I know who He is. He says, Satan has been defeated. Death has been defeated. He says, sin has been defeated. He says, Satan had power. He doesn't have power. That is my confession. That becomes my consciousness. I see life from such parameters. Satan is defeated. I can't be sick. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to walk in sin. Are you here this very evening? In the name of Jesus. They say there's trouble somewhere. I pray in the Holy Ghost, knowing there's a result at the end of my prayer. In the name of Jesus. Things are changing. Atmosphere is shifting over my business. It's shifting. It's not just praying in tongues. Remember, obedience, part of your obedience, praying in the Spirit. Sometimes God wants to take somebody in greatness. Let me do this last example. He wants this guy to enter into prosperity. He wants this guy to enter into the billions. He wants him to become a billionaire for the kingdom. Remember, God will not just give this guy money. You know God. He is giving him money for something. I learned that from Andrew Womack. He wants God, wants you to become a financial steward. Kingdom meaning God wants to use finances through you. So He wants to empower this man. The first thing God will give this man is not money. His capacity to be able to get that kind of money. So God is looking for the attribute that will make this guy a financial steward. Can he give? If nothing can come out from this guy, then nothing should come to him. Because if it comes to him, it will be stuck. So the first journey God does with it is he must be born again. Now he's born again. God is seeing that he is so greedy. God said, no. I must capacitate him with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit now is working with him. He has seen greed. How would the Holy Spirit solve greed problem? Not by telling him to collect, by telling him to give. So this guy is always hearing instruction to give. It may not be your problem. Every time he's supposed to give, he relents. As he's relenting, the journey is going, is becoming far. It will take more time. Because he has not permitted the Holy Ghost. As long as you cannot give, God is saying, you don't have what it takes to receive. Because I don't want this thing to be stagnant in you. I want it to flow from you. From me to you to wherever I want it to go to. But if you cannot give in little, you cannot give in plenty. I will know you from this level, not from where you have plenty. God, when I have plenty, I will give. Say, no, that's not you. The real you is in this level right now. Now that I don't have plenty, can you give? If you cannot give from now, you cannot give from plenty. Are you catching what I'm trying to explain? The real you is defined in your tough moments, not when you have abundance. That's why God said the woman that gave the least in the temple gave the best because she gave from her all. But the other people, they just gave the millions from their plenty. So you see sometimes why you pray. This one, prayer cannot cover for it. Yet he said, give, you cannot give. You will still be there. Believe me, I'm not trying to say this to get your money. It's the truth of scriptures. Are you listening to me? How can somebody lose her husband, have her last money? How God will help her is to tell her to give. The widow woman is a gift. What kind of God is that? Before I help you, give. Her last, she obeyed, she gave. What happened? What is the connection between what she gave and the billion she had afterwards? What is the connection? There is no connection. The only thing is that God wanted to know her heart. She gave nothing compared to what God gave her. God made her somebody that now had a factory for what she gave. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? The little money God is saying you give, it's not because he can move anything. He wants to know your heart. Because if you are faithful in, then you'll be faithful in what? Are you catching what I'm trying to explain to you? Bow your heads and pray. Go ahead and pray. Pray from the depth of your heart. Lord, I want a walk with you tonight. I want a walk with you tonight, Holy Spirit. I want to walk with you. I want to walk with you, Holy Spirit. It should be a prayer from the depth of your heart. Let heaven today mark this day that your greatness begin. Let heaven today mark this day that your greatness begin. Lord, I'm willing and obedient. Take your time and talk to him. Talk to him from the depth of your heart. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, he's the most important, yet the most neglected.
You have opened my eyes. You have opened my eyes. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you who guide me in all truth, you who guide me in all truth. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. I love you, yeah. You have opened my, you have opened my eyes. Holy Spirit, you who guide me in all truth. You who guide me in all truth. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, you have opened my eyes. You have opened my eyes. Holy Spirit, hey, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I love you, yeah. You have opened my eyes. You have opened my eyes. Holy. You who guide me no truth. You who guide me no truth. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. You who guide me no truth. How can you walk when you don't know the way of the world? How can you run when you don't know the way of the Spirit? How can you fly when you don't know the way of the wind, the power at work in us? Changing everything in obedience to Christ. Oh, why can you walk when you don't know the way of the world? How can you run when you don't know the way of the Spirit? How can you fly when you don't know the way of the wind, the power that walk in us, changing everything in obedience to Christ? Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, in His hands are the keys to eternal life. A little here and a little there, unto the day we die. He's at work in us, changing everything. It's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God. It's the Holy Ghost, Scepter of the King of Kings. It's the Holy Ghost, seal of the age. Changing everything. Lord, there is more in you. There is more in you. There is more in you that is in me. There is more in you that is in me. There is more in you that is in me. There is more in you that is in me. There is more in you that is in me. Lord, you are better than this. It is in me. And I know who you are. It's better than what I'm seeing right now. I understand it's better than what I'm seeing right now. And Lord, I lay a demand on your glory on my inside. I'm willing to walk with your spirit to unravel your glory. It's changing everything, 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 everything in me. Organizing everything in obedience to Christ. Rearranging everything in my life in obedience to Christ. It's moving everything. Arranging everything, 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 everything. He is changing everything, 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 everything. Reorganizing everything in my life in obedience. It's changing everything in obedience to Christ. Yeah. Uprooting everything. Aya, Rabu Kabakaya. Woo! Injecting anything that I need. Yeah. Removing anything. In obedience, oh, imputing anything and everything and anything in obedience to Christ. He's unraveling everything. Hey, hey, hey. Uprooting everything. Shebakanom shadadadeya. Uprooting anything, anything and everything in obedience to Christ. Injecting, planting, paradon shanane parato kananija, shiano kananande bako sadatiga, enano samade kadarados, shemananos. Ia no maneka dosa datika, ora da bashoka, o mana ne basho na bateka rada dosa na batoche, piara dosa na ninaka, eda da bako mana de batoche na datika, o mana ni sana na dosa, o basera na boka da desha, o mana ne ana ne pakachosa. O mane shada ne ma konsa ne tana deba sheba na de ano shada di
Sound in the spirit. I see the angel of the Lord sounding shofars that a new season has begun in your life. A new season has begun in your life. That if you are willing and obedient, shofar sounded in the spirit. I hear the roar of the lion. The shout of the king in the house. Saka Pasares Kabosa. Hey, Ayaya. Ah, hey, Apakoya. Arada Kasandebo Saka. I hear shofar sounded in the spirit. Hey, hey, hey. Ha, 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 the Holy Ghost is taking you. He's taking you. The Holy Ghost is taking you by his hand. Oh, Pakasabaya. When one is a child, he does anything he wants. But when one is grown up, one takes him by the hand and leads him to places where he does not want to go. The Holy Ghost is taking you by his hand. But many, the Holy Ghost is striking your heart. Babe, back to your first love. Back to your first love. Back to your first love. Back. The Holy Ghost is telling you, remember. Remember that fire. Remember that time. Remember that time. We are in the season once again. Thus says the Spirit. Some of you, the Holy Ghost just spoke to me. He said, you sense fire sensation on your feet, under your feet, under your feet, under your feet is a signal. It's bringing you into new paths. It means a fresh walk with the Holy Spirit. Fire sensation under your feet. For some, it's like the Holy Ghost choking you. You feel like many waters want to gush out from your throat. You feel it so strong from your chest. It's like it's pumping.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.